Now that Mother's Day has passed, we thought it was safe to once again poke fun at our mothers-in-law. So have you heard the old joke about the mother-in-law sandwich? Cold shoulder and tongue. But really, folks, on the south side of Chicago, you can actually buy a mother-in-law sandwich, though the ingredients are a little different. Here to tell us what's in it is John T. Edge, our culinary curator, and his pal Bruce Craig, president of the Culinary Historians of Chicago. The two recently trekked through Chicago's south side on a search for mother-in-law sandwiches. Dive right in, John T.
Think of a Chicago hot dog, a prototypical Chicago hot dog with that poppy seed bun, some sport peppers, relish that is of a color not found in nature, bright green. Think about that prototypical hot dog, but substitute a corn roll tamale instead of the Vienna beef, and you've got a mother-in-law sandwich.
Any idea where this name came from?
No. In fact, John T. and I were going around talking to the stand owners and to the manufacturers, and we heard all kinds of stories.
My favorite was this guy at John's G.A.R., which is a hot dog stand just down the street, about a block away from Tom Tom Tamales. And he said, well, it's got a fierce bite, just like a mother-in-law. I thought, he has bad family life.
Now, your theory is that this sandwich has its roots in the Mississippi Delta?
It's a working theory, Debbie. I think about this idea that when African Americans left the Mississippi Delta in the early years of the 20th century, they brought their music with them, and what was rural country blues became electric blues in the bars of Chicago. And I wonder, and I'm just wondering, if that's what happened to tamales, which are a primary snack food of the Mississippi Delta, especially among African Americans, if when they came north, they brought tamales, and tamales and Chicago-style hot dogs had a baby, and that baby's the mother-in-law.
There is, though, this huge Mexican population in Chicago, so that could be an explanation as well.
But also, cornmeal is a staple of diets in Illinois. And if you look at restaurant menus, for example, from the 1850s right through this period, 1890s to 1900, you'll actually find cornmeal mush on them.
So let's just review here. I've got a hot dog bun with a tamale in the middle, maybe some chili or some peppers or some relish on top. That just sounds, well, I don't know what it sounds like. I can't imagine what it tastes like. What does this taste like?
It tastes like mush. The texture is awful. And if you want an instant carbohydrate rush, this is it. You can't beat it.
John T., you agree?
Mr. Craig obviously possesses a more refined palate than I. I happen to love the mother-in-law. I think that, you know, and I see poor folks' food. I see inventive poor folks' food, and I taste inventive poor folks' food when I taste a mother-in-law. I like the kind of creaminess mixing with the grittiness of the cornmeal in the tamale at the core, and that kind of jolt of heat that comes with the sport pepper.
Thank you both for talking with us.
It was fun, Debbie.
Thank
and
you.
You're wrong, Bruce.
Bruce Craig is the president of the Culinary Historians of Chicago. John T. Edge is the director of the Southern Foodways Alliance at the University of Mississippi.